Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To talk about in the NFL. We have Monday Night Football tonight, which should be a good one between the Lions and the Ravens with a total of 53.5. This should be a great game to bet on props. We'll tell you what else we're betting tonight. At 7:20, we go on to the Packers and our takeaways from their loss to the Browns as 8.5-point favorites. Are there still, like, reservations standing for the Packers in the NFC Championship game like we thought before yesterday's game? And then at 7:40, has John Mateer already had his Heisman moment? We'll talk about college football. That is next over the next hour here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Jenks, I'll say this. One of my favorite memes of the weekend was Aaron Glenn reacting to one of the many blocked field goals. Did you see this video of him reacting?
I did.
I feel like you can tell that he played in the NFL because, like, the celebration was already, like, locked and loaded. Like, it looked like he just scored a touchdown.
He was so jacked. I mean, he was high-stepping down the sidelines. He can still move. So I love that. And it's, I mean, depends on what side you're on, but it's kind of a shame that he didn't get the dub after watching that happen in real time. Because you're like, oh my God, he was so excited. He thought this is the dub we needed. I'm finally going to get my first win as head coach. And then Bucks kick a field goal as time expires. But it was one of those great little moments in the NFL where you saw that just pure energy that comes with being a part of a team and even being a head coach.
Yeah, and the way that he moves, you're like, that guy definitely played in the NFL.
Yes.
When he made those movements, he looked like a superhero. So Aaron Glenn's one of those guys that I'll be quietly rooting for. And listen, my Titans are so bad that at this point I feel I need to replace all of my Titans gear with simply a hat that says the NFL. Because, like, I can't root for the Titans all year. It's too depressing. So I'll be rooting quietly for the Jets, even though I know their season has not gotten off to the start that Aaron Glenn and company have wanted. But Jenks, we do have a big one tonight between the Lions and the Ravens. And line in this one is Baltimore laying 4.5, total of 53.5, which I know bettors love. This should be a fun game. At least that's what odds makers are kind of predicting here. Do you think we get a shootout?
I kind of think so. Just when you think of all the offensive playmakers on each side here, it makes you want to take the over. Total set at 53.5. It was set at 52.5 earlier this week. But, man, I just don't know if I've seen enough from either of these defenses to make me think there's going to be many stops in this game. And it is a high number. I get that. But ultimately, when you think about Lamar and Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews and Jahmyr Gibbs and Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown, you just go down the list. There's just so many playmakers on each side that I think we're gonna see a show tonight. I actually think this line is too big. I think this is more like a 3-point game, but I like the over even more. A lot of points tonight.
Yeah, I think when the line is 4.5, but the total is 53.5, that's not really a game where I want to take a side in it, you know,
right?
Because when points are clearly not at a premium and the line is below a touchdown, I don't know. It just feels like a coin flip game to me. So maybe it ends with a field goal, and we've seen a lot of these games end that way. Maybe a blocked field goal. Maybe we'll get one more installment for week 3, but My question is, which Lions offense do you believe is the real deal? Because last week we saw the Lions put up a 52 spot on a Bears defense where it felt like it was one of those things where it's like, okay, Dan Campbell's trying to make a statement here. But the first week of the season, the Lions only scored 13. So do you think it's one of those things where the Lions have now caught their stride? Because obviously it's kind of tough when you lose both your coordinators.
Yeah.
But scoring 52 points, albeit against maybe not a great defense, still a good move in the right direction.
Well, I think it's two things. Number one is, and you hear this all the time in football, which is early in the season, defenses are ahead of offenses, right? You hear it in training camp at the first of the season. It just takes an offense naturally a longer time to come together for everyone to get on the same page. Obviously, have a new offensive coordinator as well. But then, you know, they took out the Packers in week one. And I think we're seeing now, despite the loss yesterday, they were never going to go 17-0. The Packers defense is as good as any defense in the NFL. So when you're taking an offense that is just coming together, and week one you have a divisional game against a Packers defense, which is just all world right now, then it's not, I think looking back through that lens, you think maybe it's not a shock that the Lions struggled a little bit. So I would expect during a rematch they would perform better, but also I think we saw exactly how good the Lions can be in week two against the Bears, and I expect more of the same tonight.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think this is going to be a great game for props. If you're wondering, we do have some good stats for the overall spread in this game. Because here's one you'll be hearing from a lot of people today. Lamar Jackson, 7-2 as a starter in Monday Night Football, and also 24-2 against teams in the NFC. Let's pause right there for a second. Jenks, why do you think that is?
I think it's probably because, you know, teams in the AFC know him better. You always hear about divisional matchups, right? They just see him more often. So particularly in the division, you know, it's like playing your brother twice a year. And it doesn't matter if there's a big point spread or not. It's like, no, we have, you know, we have a lot of experience in trying to defend you, in trying to slow you down. We just know you because we see you more often. And I think in the NFC, and also I think in the past, the AFC has been the more dominant conference over the past few years as far as number of teams maybe competing, these elite teams, you know. And then the, you go to the NFC and maybe you have a weaker conference. So A, they don't know you as well. And then B, maybe the competition isn't as stiff, at least in the top tier. So I think you add those two things together and just a damn good quarterback as well, right? It sort of lends itself to him dominating because he generally dominates.
Yeah, I think it's just that he's so hard to prepare for. Because, like, what scout team quarterback is going to mirror what Lamar Jackson and company are doing? And now you have Derrick Henry in the mix, because most of these stats are from previous years where they didn't even have Derrick Henry and some of these other weapons around him. But head-to-head stat matchup. So do you like that stat, or would you go with this one? The Lions are 15-4 against the spread as an underdog of 3.5 to 9.5 points under Dan Campbell.
I like the Lions here plus 4.5. Now, when you were saying, and I tend to agree, with this many points expected, do I feel as comfortable laying or grabbing 4.5? No, but also giving the Lions 4.5 points, I feel like, is kind of stupid. Like, this is the most points the Lions have gotten in 3 years. Like, think about that for a second. So what, the Lions just suddenly fell off from last year's team, which was a juggernaut? Obviously, they don't have Ben Johnson anymore. Like, no, I don't believe that. We saw that they can still put it together, and we dropped a 50-burger on Chicago last week. So if you're giving me 4.5 points with a team as good as the Lions, and also the Ravens have had issues in the past, and we saw it against Buffalo, right? They just couldn't slow down Josh Allen and that Buffalo offense. You could absolutely make the case Jared Goff is not Josh Allen, but also the Lions have more playmakers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On that offense. So if you're giving me 4.5 with a team as good as Detroit, I got to take it.
Yeah, I think from a very basic logic standpoint, do you think the Lions have a chance to win this game outright?
Sure.
I think the answer is yes. And usually if that is your question and that is your answer, you take the points. You know, if you think the game is a coin flip, you say, okay, I'll take the points with the team that's getting over a field goal in this game. And I have questions about the Ravens down the stretch. Like, isn't that the main question about the Ravens is when games are close? Like, mm-hmm. It's wild. Like, in the postseason, I feel like even if they're ahead at halftime, it's not a team that I really trust.
They just don't hold big leads, and they just haven't. And it's been I forget the exact number, but you can go back years, and of all the head coaches in the NFL, as good as John Harbaugh is, there is no head coach who has given up bigger leads during his tenure than John Harbaugh, which is it's strange because he's been so dominant in other areas, even the preseason, right? Like, he just loves to win. And yet there's something about these big leads that have been the big Achilles heel for the Ravens. And we saw it against Buffalo as well, week 1. We've seen it in the playoffs before. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what the answer is. And I haven't gone into the weeds enough to know if, you know, the type of coaching changes or the play calling changes or what is said on the sideline, but it is a legitimate quantifiable issue.
Yeah, here's the stat that I think you're referring to. John Harbaugh has blown 17 double-digit second-half leads.
Wow.
The most by any coach since 1991. Is that a team you want to trust for the full game spread?
That's the one. That's the stat I was talking about. 1991? When I was in high school, that's the stat. Yeah. So I do feel better about a total here. Like, I do like the over. But yeah, that just gives more fuel to the idea that maybe the Lions are the right side here. I just feel like the spread is too large.
That, or if you really want to play the Ravens, would you just play them in the first half? Like, that
that's
I feel
idea.
More comfortable with.
Yeah. I do that.
It'd probably be 2.5.
Yeah, and I would not, you know, I would not parlay the Ravens or the money line. I do think the Lions are a live dog here. They have a chance. They're too good. They're too good of a team.
Right.
I don't know why. Or maybe I'm missing something. Is everybody going to be on the Lions and I'm missing the fact that Baltimore's the right side here? I get nervous when I see everyone on one side and I don't know where everyone is. Like, yesterday is a good example where 80% of the money was on the Cowboys. And I was like, oh, that's a bad sign. You got the public 80% on one side. The other side is probably the right side. Good chance to be a contrarian there. I don't know where the money is going here yet. I can look that up. But ultimately, I'd still stick with the Lions. It's just, especially when you talk about those giving up leads. If the Ravens are up 2 touchdowns early in the third, this game will not be over. Absolutely not.
Exactly. Which is wild for a team that can run the ball so well like the Ravens, you'd think they'd be a juggernaut when they have a lead because, you know, you think of teams that can run down the clock and it's teams who can run the football. So I don't know what it is, but just bear that in mind if you are going to be on the Ravens tonight, which I wish somebody would have sat me down and told me that before taking the Ravens -1 against the Bills. But here we stand, and maybe I will make the right decision this time. But as I mentioned, if it is a high total and you think it's going to be a back-and-forth affair, it should be a great game for props. So, Jenks, I looked at the long list of options, and I feel like there are plenty of good ones tonight. But I think for me, the one that makes the most statistical sense is that if you believe in the odds makers and you think that maybe the Lions will be playing from behind, and I don't think that this is going to be a game where the Lions are just running the football. I think Jared Goff is going to have a big role in this game. So I'm going to go with a receiver or a tight end and Sam Laporta here because the matchup screams you play a tight end against the Ravens. The Ravens are giving up the second most fantasy points to opposing tight ends. We have seen big games from other tight ends against this defense. They must be vulnerable in the middle of the field. And Sam LaPorta's had some big games, too, where he's had tons of targets. And we know that Jared Goff likes throwing to him. So I think his line is in the 50s tonight. I'd have to double-check that. I bet it last night. But this year he has 9 catches for 105 yards. 2 games, he has 79 yards and 26 yards. So that big game he had was against the Packers. That game was a loss, 27-13. It's hard to take away a lot from that Bears game just because it was kind of a blowout.
Yeah.
But I do think this game lines up for a big game for Sam LaPorta.
Oh, I like that a lot. I love tight end props, too, because they tend to not stand out like the running back or receiver props, even a quarterback prop. I'm looking at maybe Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown, minus 120. I feel like there's going to be a lot of opportunities inside the red zone for both teams, and when you can get the primary running back for either team at a price this cheap, maybe put a sprinkle on it. Like Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown, get out of town. It's minus 225. Okay. No thanks. No interest in that. But Jahmyr Gibbs at minus 120. Or David Montgomery is plus 120. I mean, they like to put him in there in those situations where they need a little bit more power. So maybe that's a good play as well. One of those guys I feel like gets into the end zone tonight. Maybe both.
I think I like Jahmyr Gibbs a little bit better because his hands. Because he is a good receiving back. So
yeah.
I like those guys who can score two ways, either running it in or catching a little pass. And Jahmyr Gibbs has been pretty heavily involved in the pass game as well with a lot of targets. So I need to mention Sam LaPorta, his number tonight is 43.5. So I'm going to hit the over on that. But I do think anytime touchdown bets are a pretty good play tonight. But how about Lamar Jackson, plus 135 anytime touchdown?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like between him and Derrick Henry, like Derrick Henry, you are paying a premium on, but I feel like Lamar Jackson is fully capable of running it in himself.
Like, out of principle, when you can get Lamar plus money, shouldn't you at least maybe give it a hard look? Because a lot of, like, a good example is Jalen Hurts, right? If you want an anytime touchdown on Jalen Hurts, forget it. You pay a massive premium on that. And clearly different quarterbacks. But Lamar Jackson, again, when the total is this high, that's when I feel like props like these are worth taking a look at. Because especially if you like the over. If you like the under, okay, fine. But if you like the over, you think there's going to be a lot of points, then this is a good plus money play.
Yeah, and then finally, one at the buzzer, Zay Flowers, has been a target share king. 9 targets, 11 targets. His prop 71.5 tonight. I think you go over on that one as well. Coming up next, we react to one of the biggest upsets of the weekend. Are the Packers in real need of panic? It's next after the Daily Tip comes back from this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.